Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to veto a major defense spending and policy bill unless it includes eliminating a law protecting internet companies from liability for material posted by users. Trump called the law involving internet companies a form of corporate welfare and a serious threat to our national security and election integrity. Trump and other conservatives have made unproven accusations that companies such as Facebook and Twitter stifled conservative content. With tech companies seeking to combat misinformation surrounding last month's national elections, Twitter and Facebook have placed labels on numerous Trump posts as he repeated unsubstantiated claims of election fraud. Well, in a new setback to President Trump's effort to overturn his election loss, Attorney General William Barr said Tuesday that the Department of Justice found no evidence of widespread fraud that would alter the outcome of the election. Barr told the Associated Press U.S. attorneys and FBI agents have examined complaints about fraud but have found no evidence that would change the election results. Trump did not immediately react to Barr's comments, but in a statement, his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and his campaign senior legal advisor, Jenna Ellis, said there hasn't been any semblance of a Department of Justice investigation of election fraud. Well, U.S. Vice President-elect Joe Biden, vowing to build a new American economy that works for all Americans when he takes office on January the 20th. He inherits an economy staggered by the coronavirus pandemic, urging Congress to pass a robust package of relief in December before newly elected lawmakers take office in January. For more news, join us, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department is investigating a potential crime involving bribery and presidential pardons. This according to court documents unsealed Tuesday. The documents released by the chief judge for the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia is heavily redacted, with the names of the people involved blacked out. Prosecutors told the court they expect to find evidence that certain individuals illegally acted as lobbyists to senior White House officials to secure a pardon or reprieve of sentence for someone whose name is also redacted in the document. The document also cites a related bribery conspiracy scheme involving offering a substantial political contribution in exchange for a pardon or reprieve of sentence. Separately, the New York Times reporting that President Trump has discussed with advisors the prospect of granting preemptive pardons to his sons Eric and Donald Jr., as well as his daughter Ivanka and personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani. A U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Advisory Committee says healthcare workers and nursing home residents should be among the first Americans to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. The decision by the committee comes as the U.S. records record numbers of coronavirus cases across the country. The U.S. recorded more than 4.3 million cases of COVID-19 in November, roughly double the number from the month earlier. The FDA considering an emergency request from Pfizer to authorize the use of its vaccine. Moderna said Monday it also would apply for emergency use authorization of its vaccine. And Ghana's essential workers, including police and military personnel, cast their votes Tuesday ahead of next Monday's national election. President Nana Akufo-Addo is facing 11 challengers, including former President John Mahama. An unmanned Chinese spacecraft has collected its first samples on Wednesday after landing on the moon, according to a government announcement. The spacecraft launched on November 24th, the latest venture by a Chinese space program that sent its first astronaut into orbit in 2003 as a spacecraft en route to Mars and aims to eventually land a human on the moon. And Hong Kong activist Joshua Wong, taken from a detention center to court Wednesday to be sentenced for charges relating to an anti-government demonstration last year. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.